exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just webbed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Weezy. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board, and I'm centered on Christ even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Wayne Feeds Daily, episode 3. We're 3 days into this daily podcast. I hope you're enjoying it so far, and I am getting all the platforms going. I'm excited about today. We've got some great things planned, some great things in the news, some moments of inspiration, some tools for life, things are going to help you as a Christian, and good to see everyone on Facebook Live, iTunes, and YouTube. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've enjoyed these first two episodes. Good to see some of you coming online now live. And today's episode is brought to you by the Alpha Course. And the Alpha Course is all over America. It meets in cities everywhere. Here's the write-up about it. It's an evangelistic course which seeks to introduce the basics of the Christian faith through a series of talks and discussions. It's described by the organizers as an opportunity to explore the meaning of life. Alpha courses are being run in churches, homes, workplaces, prisons, universities, and a wide variety of other locations. The course began in Britain and is being run around the world by various Christian denominations. So watch this quick promo about the Alpha Course.
If you've ever wondered if there's more, you're not alone in that. We all explore, every day, in small ways and big. We find ourselves, reinvent ourselves, define ourselves, publish our lives. We find ways to stand out and ways to blend in. We meet people that remind us of us, and people that remind us of who we want to be, and people that just make the journey that much more fun. We connect and share. We learn from each other and grow together. We celebrate and mourn side by side. We push our limits, challenge ourselves, fall down and get back up again. Our days are long and our nights get short. We put in the hours in the hope of building something that lasts. And at the end of the day, find joy in the fleeting things. We want to squeeze all the life out of life and hit pause on moments we wish could last. Put simply, we want to live, and along the way, discover all we can, experience more, and find out who we really are. For all our searching, it's rare to find time to think and talk about the big questions of life, about faith, and reason, and God, and meaning. But exploring is good. We're built for it.
So the Alpha Course, and we are doing our own Alpha Course. We do it at least once a year here in Castle Rock, and it's an 8-week course. Sometimes it's 10 weeks, depending on how we divide out the talks. It always starts with a meal, and there's only two rules over the meal. We never talk about religion or politics. We just want to get to know one another, and then there's someone who gets up and addresses one of the biggest questions of the day, like who is God, or why and how should I pray, or what about suffering in the world? The Alpha Course wants to address the deepest spiritual questions that people have. And for many people who don't know anything about Christianity, we're able just to present the ideas of Christianity without proselytizing someone or making feel like we're shoving it down their throat or trying to convert them in one night. It's a place where people can ask questions about God and about the Bible and about Christianity in a very non-threatening atmosphere. And over half of the people that do take Alpha Course become Christians because they're interested in Christianity and spirituality. spiritual things, but it's by no means a requirement. And so it's a great course, and we'll be launching an alpha course here in Castle Rock in September. You'll hear about it here on the podcast at least once a week. And as we get closer to the fall, we're going to be inviting people and getting the location nailed down. We've done it in restaurants. We've done it in homes. We've done it at church buildings. We've done it in bars. We've done it at the library at one point. So it can be done in a lot of different places. And stay tuned for that and watch for it on your radar. This episode is also brought to you by my friends down at H&M Transmission of Castle Rock. My friend Mike is going to treat you right. They do diesel engine repair, small engine repair. They do maintenance. Instead of taking your car down to the dealership, take it down to H&M Transmission. Let them service your car, and they'll take really good care of you. So that's it for today on our promos in the beginning. All right, today in the news, I don't know if you saw, but North Korea has released three prisoners, and I pulled up the story here on the internet. Pretty amazing, if just so you can see the faces of these guys. They are somewhere. Get it going. I'm not sure we have it. Oh, I'm trying to get it on the screen for you. There we go. Well, I'm having trouble that way. But North Korea freed three American prisoners ahead of the Trump Kim Jong-un talks. And these guys were Christian guys. They were men of faith, and kind of, it's an amazing story how one of them was a pastor, two of them worked at a university. Let me just read this story for you. North Korea frees three American prisoners ahead of the Trump-Kim talks. The three Christian men are flying home as Mike Pompeo, his trip secures their release and smooths a path for the upcoming summit. Three Americans jailed in North Korea have been released and are heading back to the U.S. Their release comes after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who visited Pyongyang ahead of the planned summit between Donald Trump and Mr. Kim. The president said that he would meet the three released prisoners when they land in the U.S. on Thursday morning. He tweeted, "I'm pleased to inform you that the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the air and on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everyone is looking so forward to meeting. They seem to be in good health. Also, a good meeting with Kim Jong-un, a date and place is set. They have not yet released that information, but it's coming." Mr. Trump added that Secretary Pompeo and his guests will be landing at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m. in the morning. He says, "And I'll be there to greet them. Very exciting." The prisoners, Kim Dong-chui, Kim Hak-sung, and Tony Kim, were accused by North Korea of anti-state activities. Their plane is currently at Yokota Base in Japan, but will later continue the trip. All three appeared in good health and were able to walk without any help, the White House said. And Kim Dong-chui, a South Korean-born pastor, was arrested in 2015, accused of spying. A year later, he was sentenced to 10 years of hard labor. The two other men were working at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, founded by evangelical Christians from overseas, when they were arrested last year and accused of hostile acts. And of course, we know from history that a hostile act could just be putting up a sign or a poster or anything that the North Korean government does not approve of. And it says, until now, the only Americans to have been freed from North Korea during the Trump presidency is Otto Warmbier, who you remember, he died just a few days after coming back. He was in a coma, and then he died after being in captivity for 17 months and hard labor as well. Mr. Pompeo had earlier said that it would be a great gesture if the men were freed, and Mr. Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, said, "It'd be an opportunity for the North to demonstrate their authenticity." Mike Pompeo was in the country to finalize details for the meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim, but details of the location and the timing of the summit have not yet been made public. On Wednesday, Mr. Pompeo met Kim Yong Choi, vice chairman of the Central Committee of North Korea's ruling party, for lunch. The pair discussed a possible agenda for the meeting with their leaders. It was Mr. Pompeo's second trip to North Korea. He visited at Easter before he was officially appointed as America's top diplomat. And the release of the prisoners is the latest move in a remarkable thaw in relations between North Korea and the West, as seen Kim Jong-un promises to give up his nuclear program. The leaders of North and South Korea recently held their first meeting in more than a decade, with the men joining hands as they stepped across the joint border together. As the details were filed for this face-to-face with Mr. Trump, Mr. Kim visited China on Monday and Tuesday, and he told Chinese President Xi Jinping that his country is committed to denuclearization if a relevant party drops hostile threats. Of course, the relevant party is probably Mr. Trump and America. So very interesting. Three Christian men released from North Korea. It's a good sign that there may be peace between the Koreas and maybe eventually a reunification and a return to free market values, where the gospel would have greater ability to go into North Korea. Many of you have heard of or know about the largest church in the world at Yeouido Gospel Fellowship with Dr. Yonggi Cho, a church now that I think that claims it has over 1 million people in several campuses all over South Korea. So when the gospel can freely be preached and freely shared, it seems to be well received, at least especially in Korea. And so we need to keep praying for those Koreans that are in prison, that are under that totalitarian regime in North Korea. We know that the conditions are amazingly poor. Many people die of starvation in North Korea. That's why they're willing to risk their lives to run across the border, even if they might be shot at, because they feel like, many of them feel like their prospects would be better if they tried to escape the country. So that's an amazing thing, and we just need to keep praying for Christians in the persecuted world. All right, time for our next segment. All right, time for our daily inspiration. And again, I'm reading from the Maxwell Leadership Bible. I encourage you to get in the Bible every day. See if there's something you can't learn or apply or figure out from God's Word every day. And today, we're looking at the lesson of servanthood. And we're in John chapter 6, verses 3 through 14. And this is the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And what's amazing about it is that as Jesus fed the 5,000 people with one basket of food, the disciples learned another lesson in serving others. Jesus allowed the disciples to participate in the miracle, and they served the food as it multiplied. Through this experience, Jesus was beginning to reproduce his ministry in his followers. He taught that a pupil becomes like his teacher in Luke 6:40. And when we add value by serving others, it keeps adding to those under us. Author Frank DiMaggio notes that how adding value occurs from father to son and to leader. So God the Father, to Jesus Christ his son, and then to his church, to us, people who believe in his name and who try to live according to kingdom values. I was listening to the Bethel podcast today, and Bill Johnson made an amazing comment about this particular story, where they said, you know, they only counted the men and not including the women and children. We know there were at least 5,000 men on that hillside that day. But the one who brought the lunch, the one who provided the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he wasn't even counted. So when you think about the principle of this, that even people who don't count can bring a contribution that blesses everybody else. Maybe you feel like you've been counted out, or that your life doesn't count, or your little offering can't make any difference. Listen, even if people have counted you out, even if you feel like you don't count, God can take your little and turn it into much. And so here's what John Maxwell says about from the Father to the Son to the leader. Jesus said, "My Father is working," in John 5:17 through 19. "The Father judges," John 8 through 16. So then to the Son, Jesus said, "I myself am working, and I will be the judge." He's going to be the ultimate judge. And then to the leader, leaders are to do the work. Leaders must judge. There are times when we have to judge. We don't judge or condemn people, but we do judge the results. We do judge behavior. We don't condemn people, but we condemn behavior that's not healthy, not good, that's not helpful. And we certainly want to judge our own motives and our own actions. Next from the Father, God is light, right? We know this from the Gospels, where in from the epistles, he says, God is light, and in him there's no darkness in him at all. Jesus said of himself, I am the light of the world. And we leaders, we Christians, we're supposed to be light and salt to the world. Leaders are to light up and light the path for people. The Father, again, the Father teaches. The Father was a teacher. He instructed Christ through the Holy Spirit. The Son teaches, and leaders are teachers. If you're going to lead someone, you have to be willing to take the time with others who don't know as much as you know, who aren't as influential as you, maybe don't make as much money as you make, who aren't as good looking as you. If you're going to need to make the decision that you're going to make contributions, you're going to make investments into people's lives, even if they can never pay you back, even if you got nothing out of the deal. Teachers teach, leaders lead. Singers sing, preachers preach, givers give. It makes sense? The Father gave his Son. God is a giver. And Jesus, the Son, he gave his life. And leaders are to lay down their lives. We give of our time. We give of our talent. We give of our treasure. We give our very lives to people. We open our hearts to people. You know, if we're closed off or we're stingy or we're angry or we're bitter or we're unforgiving, we don't have the right to lead anybody. So we have to become those kind of leaders that follow from the Father to the Son to the leader. And finally, God the Father is perfect. Jesus the Son is perfect. And leaders are to be a perfect example. We're to set the right example for people. Now, we're human beings, and we're not always going to lead perfectly, but we're supposed to move towards perfection. We're supposed to move towards God's ideals. And as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we live a life worthy of our calling. That's what the Apostle Paul was saying to Timothy. And that's what Jesus continues to say to his church today through the Holy Spirit and through his word. So I hope you find motivation in that today and that you're inspired to make a difference in this world. So once again, today's podcast is brought to you by The Alpha Course, and H&M Transmission. H&M Transmission is a full-service preventative maintenance and auto repair center that's been performing high-quality guaranteed results for in automotive repairs in the Castle Rock area since 2007. We repair and all makes and models, domestic and import vehicles. We are your logical alternative to the dealership for scheduled maintenance of your personal vehicle, fleet, truck, or car. Bring in your foreign and domestic auto, SUV, or pickup today with complete confidence that your vehicle will be serviced correctly while maintaining your manufacturer's warranty. We offer discounts to military, emergency services personnel, fleet repair, seniors, and Douglas County High School employees. Come see us or give us a call for more information at 303-663-5578. It's time for the song of the day. You know, many of you know I'm an old punk rocker, and I love worship songs that have a little bit of that punk/surf rock sound and feel. And as I was thinking about what I wanted to do for song of the day today, I remembered an old Marty Sampson song from Hillsong United back in the day called All Day. And I'm going to try to pull it off here on my acoustics. Not the same as the electric, but I'm going to give it a try. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they say about me. It's alright. It's alright. I don't care what they think about me. It's alright. They'll get it one day. 'Cause I love you. I'll follow you. You are my life. I will read my Bible and pray. I will follow. I don't care what it costs anymore. You gave it all, and I'm following you. I don't care what it takes anymore. No matter what happens, going your way.
Jesus, I love you. I'll follow you. You are mine, my life. I will read my Bible and pray. I will follow you all day, all day, all day now, all day. I will follow you all day, all day now, all day. I will follow you. I don't care what they say about me, it's alright. Alright. I don't care what they think about me, it's alright. They'll get it one day. I love you, I'll follow you. You are my life. I will read my Bible and pray. I will follow you all day, all day, all day now, all day. I will follow you all day, all day now, all day. I will follow you. Anyone around can see I'm a good you've been to me. For all my friends who don't know you, I pray that you will save them too. All day, all day now, all day, I will follow you. All day, all day now, all day, I will follow you. All day, all day now, all day, I will follow you. All day, all day now, all day, I will follow you.
All right, everybody, that was the song of the day. All right, as we talk about the finish here, what do we learn from what we've talked about today? You know, people can be imprisoned in Korea. You can be imprisoned in Iran. You could be in prison here in America. I've done plenty of jail ministry. Here's what I would think. You know, oftentimes people may think they're free, but they're actually still in a prison of their own mind. They're in a prison of sadness or depression. They're in a prison of addiction or fear. When we get trapped by our mindsets and our thinking, I think sometimes the only person that can help us get out is Jesus. It's God Himself. Sometimes the problems that we have, we've tried everything we know to try. We come to the end of ourselves, and I think that's what the spiritual life is about. That's the spiritual life of finally surrendering to God and saying, God, I can't do it anymore. I need your help. And when I think about my own kids, I want to see them try. I want to see them when I was teaching my kids to tie their shoes, or when I was teaching them how to carry their backpack, or you know, doing something with their finances or whatever. I want to see them try. But then when they can't do it, I want them to turn to me and say, Dad, can you help me? Or Dad, what am I doing wrong? And I think God is the same way with us. He's just waiting for us to say, Dad, I've done my best. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Will you show me what to do? Will you show me how to do it? And that's why He's given us the Bible. That's why He's given us His Word. We have to keep in mind that we oftentimes are prisoners of our own mindsets. We can be prisoners. We can be prisoners of our own misunderstandings. And so my prayer for you today is that you'll turn to your Heavenly Father for help. You'll ask Him for help, and you'll do what He tells you to do. You'll start reading the Bible, start reading His Word, applying it to your life, and I guarantee your life will never be the same. So thanks for watching the Wayne Feeds Daily again, Episode 3. Episode 4 starts tomorrow, and then I get a little break over the weekend. But God bless you guys. Thanks for joining me today, and make sure and contact me if you do need anything. Contact me through Twitter, at Pastor Wayne H, or you can email me, PastorWayneH@mac.com. The stuff is on the screen here for you guys on YouTube. Call the church office at 303-524-4000. If you'd like to be one of our supporting businesses, ministries, sponsors, let me know and I'll get you plugged here on the podcast. And we'd love to see people find your business, your ministry, your product or service. And throughout the month of May, the advertising is free. So shoot me a 15-second spot or a 60-second spot for your business, and I will promote you throughout the month of May. So God bless you again. Thanks for watching and listening today. Take care. Have a great evening.